Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, if you're lucky enough to have a ticket in your hand for the All-Ireland final this Sunday, you'll be one of 82,000, well, just over 82,000 people in Croke Park to watch the All-Ireland football final between Kerry and Donegal. But how does the stadium operate on All-Ireland final day? How many meals will be served? How many pints will be poured? How do they get that pitch perfectly prepped? Earlier this week, I went to Croke Park to find out.
My name is Rory Boyce. I'm executive chef here at Croke Park Stadium. What you see here will be very different than Sunday. It's nice and calm now. It'll be an entirely different scenario this coming Sunday.
Yeah. How do you prepare for an All-Ireland hurling or football final, Rory, in terms of the food? And, you know, when you think of the amount of people that are going to be here, over 82,000 people, most people will probably eat something, will they?
Yes, most people will, and particularly when there are two travelling teams. So we've got Kerry and Donegal coming this weekend, both from opposite ends of the country.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll have a good long drive on the way up.
So who decides what people eat?
Me. I decide. I typically, for kind of corporate stuff, I would wait until the end of a semi-final before I start drafting menus. I like to include various different produce from the competing counties.
Oh, seriously?
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have cheeses and stuff from various different competing counties. We do have a few small little surprises, but we have our own turf farm up here between Nall and Balbriggan where the guys grow the pitches. We've been given them some polytunnels and some land. We have an orchard growing up there. We've taken a batch of spring honey, and all the desserts on level 4 and level 6 have been made entirely out of our own farms honey.
Lovely. Year, yeah. How many chickens, potatoes, chips, burgers, pizzas are bought in advance of an All-Ireland final?
We'd be talking about 800 kilos of potatoes we'd go through here.
On All-Ireland final day, typically.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot, and people love their carvery restaurants up here. We'd probably go through about 300 or 400 joints of beef, probably about 500 or 600 chickens, all of that, burgers, many thousands, chicken burgers, many thousands.
Brilliant, okay. And your predictions for the weekend, do you care at all? Do staff care how the match actually pans out?
Yes, of course we do. Of course we do. And I'm a GAA fan myself. I'm originally a Dub, I live in Meath. Being a Dublin supporter, I suppose, put my bets on Kerry, their class team, particularly Sean O'Shea, the Clifford brothers. But, you know, I wouldn't underestimate Jim McGuinness.
Okay.
So it's a hard one to call, and I'm not going to make it.
I was born in a country where people admire their great sporting heroes and how they aspire to stand upon mountains and always be winners and never give less than their all.
God, it is so much bigger when you're actually down pitch side. It does not seem this big at all when you're sitting in the stadium looking out at the pitch. It's huge.
Lifting the cup in that moment of triumph, these memories kept me in thrall.
Stuart Wilson, pitch manager, Croke Park Stadium, National Games Development Centre and Croke Park Turf Club.
So we're a few days out, Stuart, from the All-Ireland football final. There's a lot of action going on here in the background. You might just explain what's happening.
Yeah, so we're in the process of starting the preparation for the weekend. Yesterday was a shocking day weather-wise, so we had a lot of rain recorded, but not much could be done in those conditions, so it set us back a day, which is actually quite crucial to us. So today we've mowed the pitch twice, and we're actually spiking the pitch at the moment, and we will continue the mowing them for the rest of the week, measuring the pitch firmness, moisture, traction, making sure the levels are right, and we will go into the weekend hopefully in good shape.
We're just a few days out from the All-Ireland hurling final, obviously last Sunday. We've got the football final this Sunday.
Yeah.
What damage, I suppose, is caused to the pitch? What's the effect of, you know, a 7-day turnaround and trying to get the pitch ready?
Yeah, so we're fortunate just with one game now for the final. It's a lot easier. Obviously, you take the last 3 weekends, we've had 4 matches been played. So that's a huge challenge. So if you think about a standard stadium, it's normally one game. So the damage isn't that bad and you can recover fairly quickly. Dealing with 4 games is a big, big challenge. So last weekend with just a single header. That's actually really good for us. So we haven't had to do much in terms of recovery. It's really now just, you know, the real prep work for the weekend and trying to make the pitch play as best as it can and then look as good as it can.
The pitch needs minding.
It needs lots of minding, yeah. It needs minding literally every day of the year, including Christmas Day, yeah. There's a huge amount of work that goes into it.
How many people care for the pitch in Croke Park?
So we have four in the stadium, two at the National Games Development Centre and one at the turf farm where we grow the pitches for Croke Park after the concert. So a team of seven altogether, four full-time in the stadium.
When you stand here now and you look out at the pitch after Sunday and, of course, in advance of this coming Sunday, like what... Is it a sense of pride? Do you look at it as just a work project? Well, how do you feel about it?
A huge sense of pride, yeah. All-Ireland finals are, if we can get to the All-Ireland finals in the best possible condition, then it's a huge achievement for us because we have a massive amount of games in Croke Park compared to other stadiums.
So tell me about what's happening here behind us. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of different bits going on. There's people, are they cutting grass? What are they doing?
Yeah, so we're mowing. We mow the pitch every single day through the summer.
Why is that?
You have to keep on top of the growth, and it's if we let that go too long, the actual plant, then we can damage cells in the actual plant if we cut too much off of the leaf. So the actual plant itself, it will thrive being cut at a particular height. So we cut the pitch at 30 mil, we cut that same height for every game that's played in Croke Park, and if we consistently cut at that height, it thrives, it looks well, and it'll it'll play well as well.
Yeah. How do you get it so green?
So that is down to nutrients. So we'd apply, you know, there's different types of fertilizer that go on the pitch. There's different types of chemicals, seaweeds, biostimulants, wetting agents. So it's all managed very closely. We use growth regulators. We're managing how much growth there is in the pitch. We control the growth. We don't let it get away from us. So these are all so important for the health of the plant and making sure that it recovers and presents well for the following game. Mm. Yeah.
So the heat and the lights that we can see, yeah. What's happening there?
So they're just recovering high wear areas. So the two that are in at the moment are one's on the 20-metre kick-out for football and the other one's in the goal mail. So the Davin end that they're in, this is a shaded end of the pitch. So it tends to be the weaker end. It doesn't get as much light as the rest of the pitch. So, and then we've also got one of the bigger rigs in the middle of the pitch. That's actually just recovering where the logo that we paint in the middle of the pitch is. So because we put a different logo on ready for this weekend, because obviously being football, we'd be completely lost without them in the winter because this place is pretty much dark. Like there's no sunlight in here at all. So without the grow rigs, they're replicating sunlight basically, but to a much weaker degree. But they do a really good job in keeping the pitch, growing, recovering and surviving.
So is there a better end of the pitch, or which end should Donegal start in, and which end do we need to damage for Kerry?
So Donegal are actually warming up in the Davin end. So
will you look after that a bit better, will you?
It's all very even at the moment. There's no issues there at all. Some teams prefer to warm up one end. I get a lot of requests coming at me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but it's unfortunately it works in the alphabetical order. So that's why Kerry are in the hill end. But that's in Irish, yeah.
Do you enjoy the game on Sunday? Are you a huge fan yourself? Do you have predictions?
Yeah, I absolutely love the games. I have two very passionate of boys that play sport and love GAA, so and I've been here 14 years now, so I've seen a lot of games played in here, I absolutely look, there's no doubt I'd be nervous going into a final. You just want the pitch to perform well. Last Sunday, it was probably in my 14 years, I think it's one of the best performances of the pitch I've seen, and the turning speeds for Gaelic sports are phenomenal. For us to make sure the pitch is stable and safe for the players is absolutely crucial. So I'd be nervous on a match day, especially going into such big games, but I feel confident that the pitch will look and play well. On the fields, of glory. On the fields.
Alan Milton, I'm the GAA Director of Communications. It's like a well-oiled machine, if I'm being honest about it, and the split season has really concentrated that approach, because in essence we've concertina this season and we put more games into it, so you really have to be have to be prepared in advance.
How many people are involved in the preparation for the All-Ireland final days?
Well, we have a pre-event meeting every Thursday before every single fixture in Croke Park. So there could be around 40 people at that, which is every major stakeholder from An Garda Síochána, Dublin Fire Brigade, the medics, communications, the hotel, the museum, operations, that could go on and on and on.
How many over 82,000 will actually sit here on Sunday?
82,300 people will come on Sunday. About 13,000 of them will stand on Hill 16. Everyone else that has a Willy Wonka ticket will have a seat. So the experience, I'd like to think, will be fantastic wherever people are, but let's say the demand is as high as it always is.
Yeah, I imagine that for everybody in Croke Park, all everybody's talking about for the last 2 weeks is tickets, tickets, tickets. Is that hard to manage?
Yes, it can be hard to get anything else done, and if you talk to people, they'll tell you that they don't answer private numbers at this time of the year. But that's a compliment to the allure of the occasion and how popular they are. Get a lot of contact from the diaspora as well. Get a lot of contact from overseas media, which is fantastic for us, because in my job it's very important that we try and showcase what we believe are the best games in the world to new audiences where possible, and there's no better day to showcase them than the All-Ireland Final. So we had some American media in for the All-Ireland Hurling Final. We had a French crew the weekend before that for the football semi-finals, and we had Dutch journalists in the week before that. So there's a lot of curiosity out there.
Is hurling more appealing to the overseas media than football, or is it much the same?
They're both of interest, but yeah, there's definitely something about hurling that you can't really compare it to anything else. Is it ice hockey on grass? It's just so spectacular and so fast and so skillful to watch. Whereas lots of people have seen other big ball codes or varieties thereof, the hurling is totally different. But I think football has definitely been on the up this year, and whether you've seen it or you haven't seen it before, the new rules have made a fantastic impression. The scores bear that out. The general positivity around the place, which hasn't been the case for a considerable time.
You've been asking everybody today, what are your predictions? Obviously, as a Donegal fan, I've huge bias. But
I used to hate being asked this question when the Doves were playing Andrea. I'm not sure it gets any easier when your native county's not playing, but we tend to stay neutral. But I think
you have a favourite, surely.
I think it could well be the closest All-Ireland we've had in a number of years. The only thing I think the beleaguered staff don't want is a replay, given how hectic the season has been. But I say this against myself, but I wouldn't rule that out. On the fields
of glory. A replay, my God, imagine. It was fascinating actually to just see inside Croke Park and hear how it operates. Over 600 chickens. It's just, it's absolutely bananas. It's a huge operation. Thanks to Alan, Rory and Stuart for their time though earlier this week. If you want to actually see the video of that, I've shared it. It's on my own Instagram account. You can get it there at Andrea Gilligan 1.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.